Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. We live in a consumer society that wants us to spend and consume, so it's no wonder that the giant corporations are looking for ways to make us spend every dollar with them. The giant chocolate maker Nestle has agreed to purchase the Jenny Craig weight loss systems for $600 million. Now, that's a big figure. It almost equals the price of the chocolate that the Jenny Craig dieters say they didn't have. This corporate buyout is the same type as when Unilever bought both SlimFast and Ben & Jerry's ice cream. What kind of a signal are they sending? Will Ben & Jerry produce a not-so-chunky monkey? If this type of alliance continues, hospital groups would take over funeral homes and eliminate the middleman. How would a candy commercial from the future sound? Do 10 abdominal crunches equal the satisfaction of a Nestle's Crunch Bar? Buy a few and find out. It's all in the family. If ever a corporate conglomerate wants you both coming and going, this is the way to do it. Hey, I wouldn't be surprised if ExxonMobil bought Greenpeace. Today, marketers are not only on the cutting edge, they're pushing consumers over the edge. There are claims and there are claims. There's an energy drink who claims to burn up to 75 calories simply by drinking it. The act of raising your arm to your mouth doesn't burn the calories. The caffeine and other ingredients boost your metabolism naturally, so you burn more than you consume. Well, that doesn't sound bad. But who else will jump on the negative calorie bandwagon? The future might see all foods containing metabolism-boosting ingredients, so we may not have to lift a literal finger to lose weight. Of course, the caffeine and other ingredients will have our insides in a state of constant motion, while the outside of our body lies on a lazy boy recliner watching 2.5 men make a deal or no deal with a desperate housewife who lost old Christine to an American Idol. When pharmaceutical ads state more contraindications than reasons to take their products, this gives us a reason to apply the same line of thought to political ads. If only they had to have disclaimers, they might sound like this. If symptoms of lobbyist activity persist for more than one election cycle, see your ombudsman for a recall petition. If pork projects in your area seem worthless, vote them out. If nausea persists during attack ads from this politician, then your gut feeling is right. Something is wrong. Talk to your neighbors and get out the vote. My kind of science now tells us that dark chocolate is good for us. Just add a little caffeine to those bonbons, sit back, and lose weight. The slogan might be, "Fat. It's not just for breakfast anymore." And that's your Radio Buzz.